It's time. The Guy or Cook Report. Happy Monday to you. We're going to talk today a couple of things. First, see that little green button up there on the top? Become a patron. We sure appreciate it if you'd be a patron. Thanks to all the people that have helped us out and are patrons. But the truth be told, we need to have more. There, that ends that shameless plug. The Guy or Cook Report. Podbean.com is what we're looking at right there, the screen I'm sharing. And you can get there in your browser. You can view it as soon as I get the edits done. You can view it on YouTube. Go to youtube.com, Whack Guy or Cook, and then look at the what to watch next. And it should be today's date. And if it's not, then you got there before I got the edits done. So, in order for me to get the edits done, let's start with today's episode. Episode 3. You know what? Tomorrow's going to be episode 400. Fraser Ramsey, it's your fault. Today's episode, we did some tweaking, and you'll notice that that this screen doesn't look like it used to. We've changed things to make it load quicker. I took a little jaunt over to GT Metrics and held the magnifying glass up to my own blog and said, what can we do to make this faster? Well, because the show notes, what you're looking at here, is powered with WordPress, GT Metrics has a WordPress optimization guide. Okay? So if we go and look at that, it should come up pretty quick because they're all about quick. And the things that they suggest, and this is from back in May, but it's still valid, are these. First step, install and activate GT Metrics. It's a plugin on WordPress. And what they say is to use this plugin, the plugin, to get a before and an after. So if you can see what your speed is, maybe 6-7 seconds. And then after you optimize and do all these things, you've increased the speed, made it better. Wouldn't it be nice to have proof of life? And they tell you how to get that done. This sample image they have there, page speed 100, Y slow 91. I beat that with my site, and I'll tell you how I did that in just a minute. But first, install the plugin Updraft Plus. This will let your backup process be easy as cake to get done. And what I've done on a number of clients is I've set up space in Dropbox, and all of the uploaded backup files go there. So when this plugin runs and does its job, it backs it up and saves the backup at a third party so that you don't lose them ever. And then you can download them as you need to send them to clients, whatever. Okay. Step two, scale the images. Now, in GT Metrics, if you get a flag that says, oh, you need to optimize your images, they'll not only show you which ones you need to optimize, but they'll give you a sample of the optimized version, right? So you get that, download it, upload it onto your WordPress install. Bzinga, you've got optimized images very easily done. Now, install and activate WP Smush. It's an image compression and optimization. If you've done step two and scaled the images, optimized them, then maybe you don't need this. I don't know. They'll make the optimization of images, maybe that you got so darn many to do, this will make it easier done. So the bulk smush, yeah, take a look at that. And you can try it out for free. It does have a paid version, but you can try it out for free. Now, install and activate WP Fastest Cache. I don't use this. My host, SiteGround, does a fine job of compressing and all of those things that this cache tool does. So I'm not needing it. So check with your host and see if you're going to need to have all of these things like gzip, etc. Then the last one, analyze your site. Take a look at your site in GTmetrix or with the plugin and take a look at tweaks you can do to make the performance better. Okay? Now, that's their list. Okay? So you can go from before to after and have a better speed, etc. And here's the pearls in the oyster, the extras that I added to all of this to make my site even faster, to work even better in mobile. So, first step, as I went to the dashboard, in your WordPress dashboard, oh, let's get out of this. In your WordPress dashboard, it's got an option in there to select a theme. So using the GTmetrix audit of performance, I tried different themes until I found one that, one, looked like what I wanted to look like, dark text on a light background. That's pretty much what this is. Two, loaded really, really quick right out of the box without any modifications at all. It was quick to begin with. So starting with a quick theme, that's going to be the extra. Number two, the second extra is something that Google's come up with, and it's for mobile. It's called AMP for short, A-M-P, Accelerated Mobile Pages. Now, if we take a look at the site now, okay, and we'll run a GTmetrix, and then I'll show you the difference between this load and what the AMP load. Okay, we'll run the GTmetrix, and there's a way you can do it to compare sites. So what I did, I put in blog.geiercookonlineservices.com, and I get this speed because there's things in there that cause it to be slower, and some of them I have to have, etc. So then I added the acronym AMP forward slash to the end, and I score really well. My page speed grade is 100%. The Y-slow grade is 97%. That's acceptable. That's going to work on mobile because the page is loading 2.7 seconds. That's pretty good. That's not perfect, but it's pretty good. And so, we'll go back to the show notes. So there you have it, how to speed up your website. If it's WordPress, you can make it a little bit better. And better in terms of how long does it take until it's fully loaded matters a lot. So thanks for being a patron, the people that are patrons. Thanks for joining us today, taking time out of your day. If you like this, if you think you got something out of this, check out the other episodes of the Geiercook Report. Simply go up here to the categories, and you can look at past episodes based on the topic or conversation. So, genuine live recording. The Geiercook Report credits, the link is right there. This is where we thank Fraser Ramsey, Eileen Smith. We mentioned the groups on Facebook. And those are called Friends Just Chatting and the Geiercook Report. On that note, I'm going to say the three magic words. It's a wrap.